Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
You right?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Did you watch the France-Germany game last night?
I didn't, to be honest with you. I saw a couple of bits of it. It was a home goal in the end, wasn't it?
So a home goal or an own goal?
Home goal.
Oh, yes. So you missed the bit about Rudiger biting Paul Pogba then?
Oh, no, I didn't see that part.
You didn't see that? Okay, nobody saw that, apart from the person who I got the report from this morning.
Okay.
Now, what's all this about this Australia-UK trade deal, which experts say will result in the average UK consumer benefiting by £1.22 a year?
Very exciting, very exciting. Britain and Australia announcing free trade deal, which the British government has hailed as an important step in building new trading relationships following, of course, its departure from the European Union. It's a tremendous opportunity. Cars, Scotch whisky, confectionery would be cheaper to sell in Australia because of the agreement, removes the tariffs and, of course, reduces some of that red tape. Australia said it's a great win for Australian agriculture. So a win-win opportunity on both sides. Going to add a huge amount to the UK economy. Incredibly exciting.
Well, 0.2% of GDP.
£500 million.
0.2%. £500 million.
Very exciting.
It sounds like a loss of money, but in terms of GDP, it's not a great loss, is it really?
Well, I guess the economy is about £2 trillion, so I guess when you put it in that context. And listen, I know you're always negative on these things, so I've decided to, you know, to counterbalance that with the strong arguments.
Well, the strong arguments. So UK car exports will be benefiting from this, but
yes.
Aren't most sort of cars manufactured in the UK Japanese, and forgive me if my geography is incorrect, but isn't Japan closer to Australia than the UK? So
Britain said its farmers would be protected by a cap on tariff-free imports for 15 years, so it's opening up markets and protecting the UK farmers. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Confectionery, so we're going to be exporting penguins, are we, to Australia, because they've got the Tim Tam, of course, which they sort of swear is the more superior product.
Well, that cannot be right. Nothing beats a pick up a penguin.
But I think the Australians are cock-a-hoop because all their agricultural products will be flooding into the UK and,
flooding,
not much going the other way.
Flooding. No, it's a win-win situation for both sides, and
okay.
It's an important step beyond life with the European Union.
You got any farmers near where you are?
There's some farmland. I think they're hoping to convert it into land to build on, quite frankly.
Right, OK, because maybe I'll look up sort of farmers in the Cobham area and give you their your phone number and you can tell them why it's such a great deal for them.
They're few and far between.
Markets, flatter, well, bad in Wall Street, really, well, not bad, but sort of negative. Everyone's waiting for the Federal Reserve, but weaker retail sales and investors spooked by inflation again.
Yeah, on Wall Street, US stocks dropped from record highs. Investors react, you say, to a drop in retail sales, that tick up in terms of producer prices. Real estate and technology sectors weighed on the S&P 500, which snapped a three-day winning streak. S&P 500 down 0.2%. NASDAQ was down 0.7%. European equities actually in good shape again once again. Yes, they rose to an eighth consecutive record as investors await those latest pronouncements from the Federal Reserve on how long it's prepared to keep those supportive policy measures in place. European shares have posted their longest push into a new record territory since 1999 as the region's value stock universe plays catch up with the tech-heavy US markets. Growth forecasts improve across the Eurozone on the back of that strengthening vaccination program.
Can you get a bag of chips for £1.22?
Bag of chips, don't know. How much is a bag of chips?
I'm asking you, you live in
how
England.
Much is a pint, how much is a pint of milk?
How much? I have no idea how much is in England.
30 pence, 35 pence, something like that.
God, I think this is probably a bit more than that. You're way out of touch.
Okay.
But say you weren't going to go to the chippy, you know, you could celebrate with a bag of chips and thank Liz Truss for the bountiful rewards that this deal has given to British consumers.
Market's focus will be on the Federal Reserve today. Should we move on to that?
Based on
recent comments from the FOMC participants, we think today's meeting will be when the committee talks about tapering. We do not expect the debate to be particularly robust, but incoming data on inflation appears to have changed enough members' views to warrant earlier discussion about normalising balance sheet policies, probably quicker than, as I say, than we assumed previously. Incoming data has been strong, a little bit mixed. Readings on economic activity, solid on the account of state-level reopening plans, downstream effects on those previous fiscal aid bills, and the ramping up of production to meet demand. That said, employment growth has moderated. Participation has moved largely sideways, I think. So we anticipate a formal announcement on tapering will come in the November FOMC meeting. Advance warning lights take place in September. But the median member likely project a hike in rates not going to occur until late 2023, although there's probably risk it could be slightly earlier than that. So let's watch for the dot plot. Let's wait out to see if they do indeed decide to highlight the fact they are starting to talk about talking.
I can tell you how much a litre of UHT half cream is in France.
A litre?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
how much is that?
It's about €1.20 based on a six-pack that I buy at Leclerc on a Friday.
Six-pack? It's getting through a lot. How long does that UHT last? A long time, doesn't it?
Okay. It's still put it in the fridge, though.
Okay.
Foreign exchanges,
milk
please.
Pint price.
Come on, hurry up.
Can't be £285, can it? Pound against the dollar coming in just under 141. Euro dollar coming in at 121. Going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
Well, I'll think of you the next time you're throwing a leg of Australian hormone-treated antibiotic-fed on the barbie.
What's wrong with you? 50 pence a pint of milk in the UK, apparently.
That's probably how much a leg of Australian lamb will cost as well. Right, thank you very much.
Great.
Talk to you tomorrow. Hank Potts and Barclay.